home of the...
The Las Vegas Raiders are in the market for a permanent general manager. The team's already started asking around the league for permission to talk with personnel to fill the position. Indianapolis Colts assistant GM Ed Dodds is one of them. Dodds has a connection with Michigan coach Jim Harbaugh, who's also been mentioned as a possibility to move into the vacant head coaching job. Golden Knights will be in Colorado tomorrow night. Quick turnaround, then they're back at the Fortress to host the Boston Bruins on Thursday. UNLV men's basketball hosts New Mexico tonight at the Thomas and Mack. Tip goes up at 7:30. And the L.A. Lakers take on the Toronto Raptors tonight in Los Angeles. Catch all the action on our sister station, 106.9 The Bomb. Coverage starts at 7:15.
The Vegas Sports Report is brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the AM 670. Talk radio done right. Start your mornings right, live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The world has fallen apart with the disastrous decline of our government, our cities, and our lives brought on by Joe Biden and his radical Marxist handlers. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, 110% behind President Trump, former U.S. ambassador, a dedicated physician for over 28 years in Nevada, and now I'm taking on the radical liberal Jackie Rosen for the U.S. Senate. We've seen wars around the world, from Ukraine to Israel. America's next, and we need to stop it. We need to close our borders and institute the largest deportation program in U.S. history. We absolutely need to throw them out. We need to be energy independent and not reliant on those who hate America. Like I always say, drill, baby, drill. President Trump needs your help, and so do I. This is a political war on the home front, but we will win. Visit drjeffgunter.com to learn more, and let's take back our country, and let's take back the U.S. Senate. I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message, paid for by Dr. Jeff Gunter for Senate.
When was your last trip to the dentist? Has it been a few years? 5 years? More? Hey, Kevin Wall here. For years, I went without dental care, and then I found Dr. Joe Willardson at True Dentistry. Dr. Joe and his caring staff converted me from a scared, high-anxiety patient to one that breezes through exams. Whether it's been years since your last dental visit, or if you just haven't found a good dentist in Vegas yet, I hope you'll do what I did. Call True Dentistry, 702-434-4800. The number again, 702-434-4800. 702-434-4800. Right now, True Dentistry is offering a free smile simulation to all new patients. A $150 value, absolutely free. Be sure to use your annual insurance benefits before the end of the year. True Dentistry has two convenient Valley locations in the Southwest and in Summerlin. Call 702-434-4800. That's 434-4800. Or check them out at TrueDentistry.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
670 KMZQ presents After Close, the radio show, powered by GFL Capital Mortgage. Join your hosts, Kevin Sherba and Danny Velazquez, to start your morning off right, educating and guiding you through the mortgage process from application through closing. Learn about how to navigate through the ever-changing mortgage market. Keep up to date with current products, guidelines, and how to avoid common pitfalls. Listen every Saturday morning from 7 to 8 here on 670 KMZQ.
Licensed by Division of Mortgage Lending, Nevada license number MB426. NMLS number 64367.
KMCQ on time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Centers. Stop in today and get a synthetic blend oil change for only $34.95.
There are no reported accidents actually on the freeways right now. As you head toward the east side of the valley, watch for some delay through the Charleston curve. Not just too many cars at the same time, same place with a bunch of construction cones, but also out in Nevada, state police have somebody off to the side of the road. They're on 95 southbound at the Boulder Highway exit. Still working an injury accident on the east side near UNLV, University Center northbound at Tropicana, and also a new one on North Las Vegas Boulevard at Craig Road. Light winds today, cool temperatures with afternoon highs that'll stop in the low 50s. It's only 34 degrees right now. Actually have a decent chance of rain tomorrow night. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It is live and local Everything you need to know to start your day. Did you watch that game last night? Did you watch that national championship game? I thought it was great football. It was a lot of fun. And as I said earlier, I didn't have a dog in this fight, but I got friends that live in both Seattle and in Ann Arbor, Michigan, and across the state of Michigan. So I was happy either way. But it does beg the question, what happens with Jim Harbaugh now? Mark Thomas at the sports desk standing by, and Jim Harbaugh is going to be a hot commodity. Could he end up being a Raider head coach?
Well, you know, for sure. That's certainly been something they've talked about. I don't think we're going to hear about any kind of head coach moves as far as, like, officially filling the position for a couple of weeks. I mean, I could be wrong about that, but you know how we were talking yesterday about Black Monday? It's kind of like Black Friday in a sense that it's shopping day also for NFL teams. And the Raiders, of course, right there at the top, already started asking around the league for general manager positions. And here's curiously, I'll link this to Harbaugh here in a moment. They've been they asked the Indianapolis Colts assistant general manager, Ed Dodds is his name, if they could speak with him. Now, he does have a connection to Michigan coach Jim Harbaugh. He had actually interviewed Dodds at an interview with the Raiders a couple of years ago after they fired Mike Mayock. That was when the Raiders first came to Las Vegas. He stayed on Mark Davis's radar, too, although Dave Ziegler did get the gig for, what, all of 20
Nine
games?
Nine
games was it total? Okay. Well, Dodds is still a favorite, so that could be some sort of insight into who's going to also fill the head coaching job. Now, Champ Kelly still got the gig. It's as an interim position. Took that in November. And Antonio Pierce certainly has the support of his players. And they're both going to be considered. So you know, we're going to see how that shakes out. But they've been looking around. In fact, the Raiders asked four NFL teams if they could talk with the some of their personnel to fill in the Raiders GM position.
Well, as far as the coaching job, and it may well be that they're going to fill the general manager's job first, and then go with the head coaching position. The good thing about Jim Harbaugh is you don't have any NFL issues to deal with, teams that are still in the playoffs and things like that, because he's a college coach.
Yeah, and he's got a history with the Raiders as well. I mean, Dodds started his front office career as a Raiders scout. That'd be back in 2003. At that time, Harbaugh was the Raiders team's quarterback's coach. So they've worked together in the past.
Is there any reason for optimism for Antonio Pierce? I mean,
I think so. Yeah, plenty. Like Harbaugh's not a shoo-in, and who says he's gonna would even want the job? You know, got to be pretty happy as a national champion right now. I'm sure they'll throw a blank check at him, and we'll see how that shakes out. But yeah, Antonio Pierce has certainly made inroads with the. In the locker room, which is huge. I mean, once you've got the players on, once you lose the locker room, your days are numbered.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see. And by the way, there may be an addition to this, and we'll update the scoreboard, so to speak. But Ron Rivera, Washington Commanders, got cashiered on Black Monday. It really is sad that, you know, and we always talk about how it's not just a head coach that gets fired. It's the family of the head coach. It's the assistant coaches who usually are on one-year deals, and they get cashiered out. And so their kids have to be pulled from school.
Sure.
And
it goes with the gig, though. They know what they're in for, and the family knows what they're in for. And rarely do you see a coaching change that comes as a complete shock. GMs and general managers, their record is their job security. And the Raiders are 8-9. That's not enough. That's not good enough.
And have we gotten any indication at all from the team itself as to what their timetable is going to be, whether it's going to be sooner or later?
Listening to Mark Davis, it almost sounds like it's going to be later when it comes to the head coaching. He said, I have no timetable. He jokingly said it'll be before next season, is all he would say.
Oh, that's always good.
Right.
Yeah. Thanks for the help.
Yeah, he basically he didn't say we should know by the end of the week by any stretch, nor did he even imply that.
Wow. Well, very good. Mark Thomas, thanks, man. We'll be checking in with you again a little bit later on in the program. Stay with us. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast.
We're not gonna take it. Wayne Allen Root. This afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
When was your last trip to the dentist? Has it been a few years? 5 years? More? Hey, Kevin Wall here. For years, I went without dental care, and then I found Dr. Joe Willardson at True Dentistry. Dr. Joe and his caring staff converted me from a scared, high-anxiety patient to one that breezes through exams. Whether it's been years since your last dental visit, or if you just haven't found a good dentist in Vegas yet, I hope you'll do what I did. Call True Dentistry, 702-434-4800. The number again, 702-434-4800. 702-434-4800. Right now, True Dentistry is offering a free smile simulation to all new patients. A $150 value, absolutely free. Be sure to use your annual insurance benefits before the end of the year. True Dentistry has two convenient Valley locations in the Southwest and in Summerlin. Call 702-434-4800. That's 434-4800. Or check them out at TrueDentistry.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
This segment of the Long Life Era, powered by Paul Mortuaries and Cemeteries. Stay active, be healthy, they'd rather wait. Marla Letizia, founder of Long Life Era Community Facebook page, also known as Nanny Bubby. Marla, we've talked about the long life mindset, and a new website has been launched, very simply, longlifemindset.com. Why did you create this?
So there's so much going on with the mindset of how people think about their own age and the own longevity of their life. Health span, lifespan is binary, meaning you are born, you die. But here's what I found. Life insurance salesman Mark comes to your house to interview you about life insurance. What is the first question he asks?
Do you smoke?
Wrong.
No.
It's a throwaway question. No one really remembers it. But there's a method behind the madness. The first question is, so, Mark, how long do you see yourself living to?
Well, I would say the average is 78, so anywhere past that sounds good to me. 90.
So here is what we have found. 85% of everyone who delivers a number dies at that number. But here's the problem with that, is that a lot of times that number comes because somebody said to them when they were young, you know, living past this age, it's not worth it. So the long life mindset allows you to see that your ability to live long, happy, and healthy, where the lifespan and the health span are congruent, is a mindset.
Can you run through the tenets of long life mindset for us?
Yes, thank you. Here it is again. Ready? Mm-hmm. I recognize living a healthy long life to 100 years and beyond is entirely possible. I embrace becoming a centenarian is part art and part science. I believe from this point forward, I am the artist and scientist of my own long life destiny.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
A guy we're going to have on the program, I think we're going to have him on later this week, is Tom Homan. He is the former acting Border Patrol chief under Donald J. Trump, and really a smart dude. I wanted to take a segment, but I'll probably have to take 2 segments. So we'll take the rest of the hour relative to our Border Patrol crisis. Border Patrol agents know there is a crisis. But according to Tom Holman, even Democrats know we have a border crisis. Listen to this.
There's a crisis at the border, and I don't know how anybody could pretend that there isn't.
I've talked to Secretary Mayorkas regularly. I've talked to the White House and to Jeff Zients and Tom Perez. There should be a coordinated national plan for where these migrants arrive, and Texas shouldn't have to bear the entire brunt, nor should Denver or Chicago or New York.
We are the collateral damage. We're the ones having to deal with this.
All right, so we have Mayorkas at the border today. You have increasing pressure from Democrats. Will anything change after this visit?
I don't think so. And it's what a coincidence that Mayorkas is heading to the border today when the numbers have been down for the past week. Where was it in November, December, where we had historic numbers? And as far as the Democrats now raising the concern, where have they been for the last 3 years? You can tell it's election season, election's coming up, so they're playing the political game as usual.
Okay, so here is a soundbite from CBS on Sunday. All right, here's the House Speaker, Mike Johnson, taking on these questions as to whether or not House Republicans will go with the deal for the Senate.
Secretary Mayorkas is not a good faith negotiating partner. He is unwilling to enforce existing federal law. He's lied to Congress repeatedly. He's lied to me personally.
About
under
what?
Oath. He's stood in front of my committee on multiple occasions and insisted that the border is closed and secure when everyone in America knows it's not true. He's not a good faith
partner.
That's
also a semantic argument. You know that.
No, that's a matter of objective fact, and he has lied to Congress repeatedly.
Well, that is a matter of semantics in terms of people being apprehended.
So what he's talking about there is a bill in the House. It's called H.R. 2. And there's a lot in here that I don't know if the Senate and the White House is going to go for this. We've been debating this for 3.5 years, Tom. Require Department of State to negotiate with countries like El Salvador and Guatemala. It would require the DHS to resume activities related to building the wall. Do you see any daylight for something like this to be passed under this current Congress and president?
It has to. Bill, let me explain why. H.R. 2 is a recipe for success. And how do we know that? Because we did it under the last administration, under the Trump administration. All the elements of H.R. 2 are important. You can't piecemeal, we'll take this piece, we'll take that piece, because they're all interrelated. You got the whole parole policy that is being abused. You got the asylum system being abused. You got catch and release. You got the remain in Mexico. These are major pillars of H.R. 2. And I talked to somebody earlier today, so it's like making a cake. You got a recipe to make a cake. If you leave the elements out, like flour or eggs, that cake's not going to be very good. H.R. 2 is proven effective. I don't know why we would negotiate against ourselves. If the Democrats are serious, they really want to secure this border, they would accept H.R. 2 and implement it because it has proven to work. So I hope H.R. 2 is a big part of what's going on. I don't have a lot of faith in what Lankford's bringing back. I don't think the House is going to approve what he brings back. I think it's going to be weak. I think they need to really look at H.R. 2. If they really want to fix the border, we have a proven plan that works. Here's how you do it.
There you go. Tom Holman, smart guy. I think we're going to have him on the show a little bit later on in the week. So that'll be fascinating to talk about his trip to the border and, the fact that Mayorkas headed to the border as well. What does that tell you? Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Debunking both liberal and conservative rhetoric. Dan Bongino, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition. But first.
To avoid digital threats, turn on NordVPN. It's trusted by millions of users. Just visit NordVPN.com. One of the fastest VPNs on Earth will block web trackers, malicious websites, and malware-ridden downloads. It will also encrypt your internet traffic while maintaining a smooth connection. So improve your digital privacy and protection against hackers with one simple click. Get the special deal at NordVPN.com and enjoy safer internet daily. NordVPN. Cybersecurity built for every day.
On this Tuesday, it will be the dirtiest presidential campaign in history. Pigs won't fly, but they will be ecstatic with the mud flow. Already Adolf Hitler, a.k.a. Donald Trump, as a featured role, as does Demented Joe, the incumbent. It wasn't that long ago that President Bush the Younger personally welcomed Barack Obama to the White House with a warm personal chat and a nice beverage. That will not happen in January 2025, as political vitriol is going to reach an all-time high during the campaign. President Biden will not debate, so don't expect any face-to-face insults. It will be a verbal hand grenade affair from afar, and the exposition will be vivid. Mr. Trump has already called Mr. Biden the worst president in history. Senile, lazy, stupid, corrupt, a drooler, a nitwit, and a snolly goster. Not to be outdone, the president describes or implies that Trump is sick, a Nazi, a racist, a miscreant, a vulgarian, corrupt, a traitor, and a climate denier. Biden says his likely opponent would impose fascism on America, perhaps even relaunch U-boats. Democracy works best when there is robust debate and a concentration on problem solving. It starts to wobble when hatred dominates. Get ready for the wobble. Back after this. If you thought booking your timeshare was difficult before, you know it's almost impossible now. For more than a decade, Lone Star Transfer has helped thousands of owners legally and permanently get out of their never-ending timeshare fees. Lone Star Transfer guarantees the release of all liability to your timeshare in writing and in a specific time frame. For free, no obligation consultation, please call 855-551-7066 or go to LoneStarTransfer.com. That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You are not going to believe this. Mexican President Obrador is giving the U.S. an ultimatum. Jim Jordan, a House Judiciary Committee chairman, was on Fox yesterday running this all down. Listen to this.
So in an interesting turn of play, Mexico is now making some big demands of the U.S. in exchange for helping to stop the record surge of migrants at our southern border. President López Obrador has a wish list that includes $20 billion he wants for Latin America and Caribbean countries in order to help tame this flood at our border. He wants us to give them $20 billion. He also is requesting that 10 million Hispanic residents who've been in the United States for more than 10 years, that all sanctions would be removed against 10 million people. He also wants sanctions lifted against Venezuela and a suspension of the U.S. blockade of Cuba in return for being helpful on this flood of migrants who are coming into the United States. So with that, we bring in the House Judiciary Committee Chairman, Ohio Republican Jim Jordan. Congressman, always good to have you with us. Thank you very much, Chairman. What's your reaction to this report from NBC that these are the demands of Obrador if he wants to be helpful?
What is he now? The president of Mexico is a member of Congress? For goodness. And what a contrast. I mean, President Trump told Mexico, you either help us with this remain in Mexico policy where they're detained and they wait in Mexico while we evaluate their asylum claims. You either help us with that or he said, we'll put tariffs on, we'll take action. So he was the one dictating how this was going to work. And now we have the president of Mexico telling the Biden administration. I mean, what a contrast. Again, I think it shows just how ridiculous this whole situation has become. And frankly, Martha, the American people understand it. Recent polling shows 8 out of 10 Americans know that what's happening on the border is a huge problem. It is a crisis because they understand the magnitude of it. We're on pace in the Biden administration to go to 12 million migrants coming into the country. That is the equivalent of the entire population of Ohio. And we're not a small state. We're the seventh largest state in the country. That's how big this problem is. And now we have the president of Mexico acting like he's a member of the United States Congress, for goodness sake.
it's pretty incredible. And when you think about the role of the cartels in all of this, a huge force of power within Mexico. Yep. And now you obviously have the U.S. government, the president, turning to Mexico and saying, okay, we need to talk about this. And the word from the administration is, well, we're on the same page about a lot of things. Congress would have to do some of these things, you know, in order to get some of this negotiation through. I want to pull up a quote from Mary Anastasia O'Grady, who covers this issue deeply and has for a long time at the Wall Street Journal. Here's what she says in her piece called Is AMLO, which is, you know, the shortened version of the Mexican president's name, blackmailing Biden. She says Mr. Biden needs Mexico's cooperation as he strives to preserve reckless U.S. immigration policy and still get reelected. The world's bullies are on the move in Europe and the Middle East. Mr. Biden is signaling weakness as if it's a secret progressive recipe for world peace. You don't have to travel seven time zones to see how the Biden administration forfeits U.S. leadership. Ground zero is the Mexico-U.S. Yeah. border. So, you know, how do you think this plays politically, Congressman?
Well, I think, again, the American people got common sense. They see it. But the point is exactly right. When you project weakness from the Oval Office, bad things happen. You get the situation on our border. You get the exit from the debacle that was the exit from Afghanistan. I'll never forget the picture of people trying to jump on the wheels of that plane as it's taking off. You get Russia coming into Ukraine. You get Hamas doing the terrible things they did to Israel over three months ago now, and it continues to this. So you get all that when you project weakness from the Oval Office. I will never forget when Russia first went into Ukraine, Mike Pompeo was on maybe it might have been your show, but he's on Fox, and he was asked a question, Mr. Secretary, would this have happened in a Trump administration? Mike gave the best answer. He says, the short answer is I don't know, but I do know this, it didn't happen in a Trump administration. And that says it all. And what we see on the border didn't happen in a Trump administration. And what happened in Israel 3 months ago didn't happen in a Trump administration. And the country, I think, understands that. And that will be a key element over the next 11 months as we go through this presidential election.
Jim Jordan, the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, simply put, you've got the president of Mexico who is trying to read the riot act to Joe Biden and his administration. We are not dealing from a position of strength. We know, everybody knows. All you got to do is watch the Fox drone footage. We've got a crisis on our hands. We've got a president who is on his last legs. I'm just gonna tell it the way it is. There is a crisis right now, out of control along our southern border, and this is not getting better. The numbers may come down 1 week, go up another. But all you have to do is look at that drone footage, and you look at these caravans that are coming towards our southern border. It's just unbelievable. Stick around. In fact, I'll find out what Megan Barth thinks about that. Megan Barth will join us coming up. I'm Kevin Wall, right here on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Just moved here, and now I have to get permission from a licensing board before I can even get a job, and I need 1,600 hours of training before I can apply for the license. How am I supposed to do that and pay for rent?
According to data from the Institute for Justice, the state of Nevada has the most burdensome licensing laws for low-income professions than any other state in the nation. Hair braiders, landscapers, even shampooers have to undergo hundreds or even thousands of hours of training and pay hundreds or thousands of dollars in licensure fees before they're allowed to work in the state, even if they're already licensed somewhere else.
How does it cost so much to just get a job?
Visit NevadaPolicy.org to learn more about the way unnecessary licensure requirements are burdening working Nevadans. This has been a public service announcement from the Nevada Policy Research Institute, a 501c3 nonprofit.
Broadcasting live from the Dream Dental Studios on the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and...